Hello, my friends. Welcome to Life's Compass. I am your host, Arturo Vanessi II. Today, we are launching a new series called Midweek Motivation. Midweek Motivation will be a short 3 to 5 minute podcast on a life-changing skill. This is our first Midweek Motivation. Today is November 27th, 2019, the day before Thanksgiving. How fitting to launch this new series before Thanksgiving. For our international listeners, tomorrow we celebrate Thanksgiving, a day set aside to give thanks for our many blessings throughout the year. We give thanks for our loved ones, family, health, job, and so much more. It is a day full of food, football for some, but most of all, family. Time spent with loved ones. As I prepared for this podcast, I thought about Thanksgiving and those whom I met this year who have taught me the meaning of being thankful. I remember the call from my friend Vince. I thought it was odd he was calling me. We just saw each other a few days ago. From his voice, I knew something was wrong. Vince said, "My cancer's back." Vince is my good friend who beat liver cancer 4 years ago. He goes for routine checkups twice a year. This checkup was not routine. I replied, "What did you say?" He stated again, "My cancer is back." I stumbled to find the words to say. I thought, how could this be? We only talked a few minutes. We only talked a few more minutes. After the call, I was devastated. How could my good friend Vince be sick again? Vince helped me through some very tough times last year. A breakup and then a bout with lupus. He's always been there for me. A few months ago, I competed in Toastmaster Toastmaster District 30 Humor Speech Contest. I met Arlene, a fiery 80-year-old. I couldn't believe she was 80 years old. I asked her, "Arlene, what's the secret to your long life?" She replied, "The first thing I do in the morning is give thanks. I am thankful to have another day to enjoy life." I thought about her words, "Thankful to have another day to enjoy life." Wow. I wish that was my morning ritual. Instead, I, like most people, just go through the motions. Run to work, do my job, eat a quick lunch, talk to a few people, usually on a superficial level, rush back home, cook dinner, veg out in front of the screen, the TV, laptop, or sometimes my phone, rush to bed, then start the ritual all over again. Vince's life changed in a moment. One phone call turned his world upside down. Arlene spent the last 5 years taking care of a younger brother who died of a Parkinson-related illness. She had lost her husband 10 years prior. Two people whose lives touched mine. One I've known for many years, another I just met in that moment. I'm reminded of the words of British philosopher and pioneer of self-help movement, James Allen, when he said, "No duty is more urgent than that of returning thanks." I am thankful for the many individuals who have entered my life, for those who have been friends for years, and others just for a brief encounter. You have taught me so much. I have been enriched by your story called life. These are not random meetings, but divine encounters. All things work together for good. There is a purpose in this crazy thing we call life. Take a moment to reflect on your encounters this year. Who do you need to call and say thank you? Is it your mother, your father, maybe a sibling, a loved one you haven't talked to in a while, maybe a high school or college friend? Take the time to give them a call and say thank you. Returning to my friend Vince. Vince and I go to Calvary Church in Naperville. He shared his story about cancer. After weeks of praying, Vince went in for another checkup. "The cancer is gone," the doctor said. Vince was completely without words. He quickly called me up, and we both cried on the phone. God is good. Prayer works. Remember, remember, all things are possible to those who believe. Belief gives you the power to accomplish the impossible when you see the invisible. You must believe it in to see it. Remember, all things are possible to those who believe. Belief gives you the power to accomplish the impossible when you see the invisible. You must believe it to see it. Stand in the future you want. Embrace it. Be it. Live it now. If this is your first time tuning in, I encourage you to subscribe to the show so you will not miss an episode. If you like what you've been hearing on the podcast, I invite you to leave a comment or a review. To leave a comment or a review. Tell me what you loved about the episode, also what you want to hear more in the future. Social media information, Twitter at Arturo Venecia, Facebook, My Life's Compass Coaching, speaking and coaching website, arturovenecia.com, email me at arturo@arturovenecia.com. Second take, social media information, Twitter at Arturo Venecia, Facebook, My Life's Compass Coaching, speaking and coaching website, arturovenecia.com. Email me, arturo@arturovenecia.com. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Be blessed.